With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/spoken. That's linkedin.com/spoken. Terms and conditions apply.
Hey there, it's Michelle Norris. I'm host of a podcast called Your Mama's Kitchen. When I travel, I'm usually looking for a way to find a taste of home when I'm not at home. And one of the things I love to do when I am at home is entertain. And Airbnb allows me to do that. When I was in California recently, I rented a house that had a great kitchen. And when we were sitting around the table, we're all thinking, we're in someone else's house. Someone could be in all of our homes as well. If you have a home, but you're not always at home, you have an Airbnb. Your home might be worth more than you think. Find out how much at airbnb.com/host.
Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom, like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
You but with good credit.
Today on Two Black Guys with Good Credit, we dug into the crates for a classic episode. We hope you enjoy it.
Bonds, bonds, bonds. There's James Bond, 007. The infamous baseball player Barry Bonds, who used to work out at my gym, actually, and has shopped at my store. But those are not the bonds we are talking about today. Today, we are talking about investment bonds, that slow, steady moneymaker that should be a part of anybody's healthy financial portfolio. It's time to bond, folks, and we're getting into it today on Two Black Guys with Good Credit. Big Sean, why did you decide it was time to do a show on bonds?
Well, my dear friend Sir Arlington Forbes mentioned to me that we should bond. Initially, I was quite unaware of what bonding he wanted to do at the time, but I realized through trials and tribulations that he was talking about investment bonds. And at that time,
of course, you weirdo,
I thought that was an investment option that one does not mention too often, but yet I feel that it preserves high returns. So, my dear friend, as I would say, and as the title of our show must say, it is time to bond.
All right, there you had it, 008.5.
Hey, you're not asking me why you're asking why I'm speaking in this British tone today. I'm celebrating.
You know why?
I'm celebrating.
Because I refused.
Well, I must say it to our audience. I'm celebrating the first African-American to be part of the British royal family, first of all. And secondly, my dear friend, James Bond. Bond. Get on.
All right, there you have it. 008.5 is going to be sitting in with us today talking about bonds in that weirdo Brooklyn meets Barbados meets British accent. But shout out to Miss Meghan Merkel. That's her name. That's a lot. Meghan Merkel. Shout out to her. And yes, I applaud the first African-American princess. There's color in the royal family. Matt, take us away and we'll be back because we're talking bonds, bonds, bonds.
Chitty-o.
Thanks, Arlington. This sponsorship break is brought to you by Clean. Clean is a financial literacy program designed to educate youth in a fun and interactive way through class lessons, workshops, and web seminars. To bring it to a school or organization near you, please visit www.financiallyclean.com.
Welcome back to Two Black Guys with Good Credit. We're talking bonds. You know the name of the show. It's time to bond. And this is Two Black Guys with Good Credit. We're giving you that straight talk for the financially curious. And like we do every show right about this time, Dion, the lady with the facts, can you give us a little history on bonds and not Barry Bonds?
Woo! If we say bond one
Proceed,
more time, the first recorded bond in history dates back to 2400 BC. So it was actually a stone that was discovered at Nippur in Mesopotamia. now present-day Iraq. The particular bond guaranteed the payment of grain by the principal, and the surety bond guaranteed reimbursement if the principal failed to make payment. The first U.S. government bond, should be fast forward, begins with the Revolutionary War. So when the country issued its first bonds to raise money to fight the war. So the Treasury offered loan certificates, the equivalent of bonds. And in that year, individuals bought more than $27 million in bonds to finance that war. So there you have it.
Damn, that's the Revolutionary War with 27 million. No wonder we won. We just out-financed everybody. Well, keeping what Deanna said going, bonds are a form of debt. Bonds are loans. They are IOUs. But guess what? You are the bank.
Yes.
You're basically loaning your money to a company, a city, the government, and they promise to pay it back in full with regular interest payments. A city may sell bonds to raise money, government may sell bonds to go to war or pay off its spiraling debt, and Nike may sell bonds because they just want to make some more white Air Jordans.
There are seven real types of bonds out there. The first one is a treasury bond, and it's issued by the federal government to help pay back its deficit. So basically, you're lending the government money to pay off its loan. The second one is a corporate bond. A bond is issued by a corporation to raise money to finance for a variety of reasons. So you're lending a company money.
Okay.
The third type is a high yield bond. A high yield bond is a bond, a corporate bond, but it's paying a high return, basically because of the risk factor. Most likely it's a company that doesn't have a good track record or has a limited track record, so it's paying a higher return. The fourth one is when Arlington has to relocate canvas to another country. It's called a foreign bond. And that's issued, that's by the government. Foreign government's looking to raise money as well. You know, so in Japan, they have a samurai bond. The British, they call it a bulldog bonds.
Right.
Okay. And then there's one of my favorite, there are mortgage-backed bonds, and these are bonds that are created through mortgages, that accumulation of mortgages to create a certain type of bond. Number six are the other U.S. government bonds, or sovereign bonds. It's a bond issued by a national government, generally with a promise to pay periodic interest payments and to repay the face value and the maturity date. And that is something that Arlington will speak a little bit more about later on in the show. And the last and final one is called a municipal bond. And a municipal bond is a debt security issued by a state or municipality or county to finance a capital expenditure, early to what Arlington was saying, as far as building bridges, maybe building schools, anything to raise that they need to raise money, they'll create a municipal bond that the public can help finance. And that's it. I'm all bonded out.
Okay, you made it through.
You and me too.
But just to, you know, add to that, the most popular of the bonds is the U.S. Treasury note. So there are $10.4 trillion in bonds outstanding. I didn't say billion, I said trillion. And then the next is the municipal bond at $3.8 trillion outstanding. And then the savings bond to round it out at number three. So the bond market, don't sleep on it. It's significant.
Yeah, for sure. And did you know that treasury bonds are actually used to benchmark the price of all the other bonds, those that are issued by companies and municipalities? And treasury bonds are available in $1,000 increments, and they're initially sold via auction, where the price of the bond and how much interest it pays out can be determined. But you can also buy them in the open. They're also traded in the open market, so you can get it there through a third party.
Just to even go further with the mortgage-backed bonds, though, since we're bonding up here, everybody's bonding up. A mortgage bond is backed by a pool of mortgage on real estate, such as a house. More generally, bonds which are secured by the pledge of specific assets are called mortgage bonds. Mortgage bonds can pay.
That's like the credit default swaps.
Exactly. That's what happened in 2008.
Those were
people couldn't meet the commitments of the bonds, and the whole market deflated. The whole market fell. So that was really how everything started with these mortgage-backed bonds, to be honest with you.
Right. Yeah, that's true. Well, another commonly discussed bond that Dion mentioned is the savings bond. Now, savings bonds are kind of interesting because you buy a savings bond and you can hold it for a year or up to 30 years. It's issued by the U.S. Treasury, but it is not a treasury bond. Savings bonds earn a fixed rate of interest. And like I said, you can dump them after a year. But if you do, you lose 3 months worth of interest that you gained on that bond for dumping within 1 year to 5 years. But again, you can hold it up to 30 years. So a savings bond is something you can buy for a little baby. And when the baby gets to be 30, you say, hey, here's a down payment on your house.
Speaking of that, I have a confession to make. I know I'm two black guys.
You have a baby?
I know I'm two black guys with good credit, and I know you, all the people out there listening, think I am the most savvy investor, but my first investment was my worst investment, to say the least. My good granny bought me some savings bonds when I was born, and when those savings bonds accumulated, and I found out the greedy capitalist that I was when I was a teenager, and I was, you know, part of an elite...
I think it's just greedy,
I was part of an, if I recall this I was story part correctly. Of an elite basketball team, something you don't know about, Arlington.
Elite. Oh, now he's elite. Okay.
Elite.
Oh, now? Stop. Really? I was called the human elite. I was called now. The human vacuum cleaner. That's what the coach called me, because I nothing would pass my way. I'd get every rebound, every block, every shot. That's what my name was, the human vacuum cleaner. I sucked everything up.
I thought that's because you just wouldn't stop eating.
But let me continue with the story. So we needed track suits for our away tournament. Full green track suits, head to toe, hoodie and everything. And I begged and pleaded my grandmother to let me cash my savings bond so I could buy the track suit for the basketball team. I cashed in granny's savings bonds for the track suit. Oh, I'm so disappointed.
I bought a sweatsuit.
Where's that track suit now? Where is it?
I don't know, Dion. I don't know. I don't. It hurts. Oh my God, the pain. I don't know. I don't know. Granny's savings bond went to tracksuit.
See, this is not an example, like I said, of your capitalism. It's an example of your greed. And, you know, most of the elite basketball teams I know in Toronto, they were sponsored, so we got free sweatsuits. But I'm just saying, maybe Ottawa's a different
maybe
thing.
The coach never robbed me. He robbed my granny's savings bond.
Yes, the coach took granny's savings. Well, let me get back to savings bonds. Yes, when you get the 30-year bond, do not give it to a kid at 17, because he will end up with a sweatsuit. The other thing about savings bonds, which is kind of cool, is if they can come in the form of a paper certificate, and if you buy that paper certificate at a bank, you can buy a $1,000 bond for $500. It's half the value. Now, if you purchase it online, you buy that $1,000 bond for $1,000, which is a very interesting thing. And they're indexed according to the rate of inflation every 6 months. And when you cash them in, they're always sold at face value. So it's kind of interesting whether you buy it at the bank or you buy it online. So there you have it. That's the savings bond that everybody talks about.
Oh, I'd like to bring up another term that I'm sure everybody hears, which is called a bond fund. So a bond fund is not a specific bond. A bond fund or debt fund is a fund that invests in bonds. So, you know,
like a mutual fund.
So you have a management team that looks at different bonds and see which they would like to invest in. They can be from an array of different, they can be an accumulation of the different seven types of bonds that we mentioned, or they can be just one specific type of bond. But they're contrasted with stocks and money funds. Bonds typically pay periodic dividends. So they pay out dividends. They don't pay out interest. They pay out returns based on how well the bond is doing. All right?
Oh, that's different. That's cool. Dividends are good, people. Dividends are good.
Sean, thank you for that. But many investors are turning to corporate bonds that offer a higher rate. So just to give you a gauge here, there are currently $8.1 trillion outstanding in these
corporate bonds. Yeah, corporate bonds are interesting. Yeah, I was reading the Amazon book right now, and that's how Jeff Bezos saved Amazon during the 2000.com crash, because they had sold bonds, corporate bonds, internationally to help keep Amazon afloat. So when the crash came, they had raised all this corporate money by selling their bonds in the international market.
Just as an aside, not to interrupt you, Arlene, but just as an aside, I just want all of our listeners to know, we should always tie our shows together.
People always say not to interrupt you and then interrupt you. And keep going.
You notice that?
Go right ahead.
Just as an aside, you know, to tie our shows together, you know, we always talk about, you know, I always mention, even when I teach class, to using other people's money to make money. And if you listen now, with $8.1 trillion out there, these big corporations are not using their money. They're using investors' money. They're loaning money. They're getting borrowing money to grow their business. So you people that want to start your business now, you have to have that wealth mindset of learning how to manage and use other people's money to grow your business.
That's it. Continue.
No, that's true. That's exactly what a corporate bond is. It's like, lend me some money. I have a great business, or my business is up and running. And if I can get some more money out there, if I can get some more money, I can do more things. Corporate bonds, like we said, they're issued by a company. So Nike issues a bond. It raises money. And corporate debt, you have to remember, it can be risky or it can be safe. Not all corporate bonds are great bonds. Keep that in mind. If you're buying Nike, yeah, it may be secure. But if you're buying, I don't know, a Womp Womp Inc. bond by the Womp Womp company, you may end up with Womp Womp, no money. then there's a thing called agency bonds, which are another interesting bond because they're not as safe as a treasury bond. And an agency bond is a bond issued by the government to agencies that work for it. So there may be a company out there that makes, you know, let's just say clothing for the military. So the government gives them a contract. They issue a bond to raise money to produce the materials. It's called an agency bond. The company is using the bond to raise money on behalf of the government. So the bond is somewhat secure because the government always pays its bill. You remember Barack Obama kept talking about that. So that's an agency.
Oh, how I miss Barack.
Oh, I know.
Barack,
right?
Where art
the
thou?
The glory days.
He's on Netflix.
So long. Yeah, he'll be on Netflix, exactly. And then there's a couple definitions that you need to understand when talking about bonds. So we want to make sure you guys have a full rounded picture. So first up is a coupon. A coupon's another word for the interest rate. So if you buy a bond, a $1,000 bond, you have a 6% coupon, you receive $60 a year. It's just interest. Then there's another term called par. Par is the face value. So when you buy a $1,000 bond or someone's talking about a $1,000 bond, they will say par 1,000.
Okay.
It just means the value of the bond. And then the last and most important thing about bonds, because bonds are very time significant, is the term, they don't say time, they use the term duration. What's the duration of the bond? The duration of the bond could be 5 years, 10 years, whatever that is. So you have a par of $1,000 with a coupon of 6% with a duration of 10 years. That basically means you have a $1,000 bond with 6% interest with a 10-year time limit. That's it. That's all I got to say.
I got it. Well, I think I got it.
I consider bonds like two black guys with good credit.
Oh, please explain this. I like how you ask questions. Now you just answer your own questions.
Just because we're not talked about throughout the world like we should have been doesn't mean we're not good. We're good.
Say what?
We're
you're
good.
Gonna just have to break that down for me one more time because I don't even know what you mean.
So what I'm trying to say is that bonds are not the common thing that people talk about when investing, but it provides, if you want something that's low risk and a decent return, then you should look into bonds, and bonds should be a part of your healthy financial investment portfolio. And two black guys with good credit should be part of your healthy conversation and digestion and telling everybody about this show, how great it is, because we do good. You get it now? You with me?
We're steady.
I'm with you.
We're the workhorses. I mean, I like it.
You went around the block, down the hill, and through the woods to get there, but in the end, I understand what you're trying to say.
My dear mate, it's time to bond.
Yes, it is. But, and, you know, piggybacking off what Sean is saying, he's very right. Bonds are really a key investment vehicle, and especially as you start to get later in life where you want to, as Sean has often said, take less risk. A bond will give you you put in a certain amount of money, you get a certain amount of interest over a certain period of time. So bonds are a strong option for saving. It's like Granny saved her money for Sean so he could one day buy something great, but he flipped it for a sweatsuit.
Oh.
But what I would suggest is,
too soon, Arlington.
You know, though, yeah, it's too soon, right? The nerves are still raw. I think a bond, like, you know, we went to a baby shower the other day, and I think people should be like, hey, can you give me a $50 bond for my kid? Because you give that bond when that kid is brand new, 21 years later, you have some money. So I think, you know, think of it that way.
Think tuition.
A bond is a good long-term investment. Yeah. Think about things you're going to need down the road. Stick that money in a bond.
What about bonds for longtime friends that I've had to put up your crap for 25 years and counting? What about a bond for me? Can you hook me up with a bond?
We're working on that.
I'm going to interject here and just say one last thing, which I think is very poignant, that fixed income provides most of the liquidity that keeps the U.S. economy coming. So people, do not sleep on bonds.
That's right. It's time to bond. It's two black guys with good credit. Sean lost his granny's bond for a sweatsuit on some quote unquote. We're gonna have to Google that. Keep it locked to two black guys with good credit. We're talking bonds, bonds, bonds. It's time to bond.
KnickKnackDirect.com is a fast, easy way to shop online. To buy an item from any U.S. website, just go to KnickKnackDirect.com. That's NICNATDirect.com. Choose your method of payment and we'll ship, handle duties, and deliver your item straight to your door. I'm Sean of KnickKnackDirect.com, and you have my word.
Welcome back to Two Black Guys with Good Credit. It's time to bond. We are talking bonds, bonds, bonds. And with that, Dion, what you got?
I just want to give you just an idea of the scope or the sheer size of the bond market. So according to some estimates, the global bond market has more than tripled in size in the past 15 years and now exceeds $100 trillion.
Wow.
Not the bee, the tree, okay?
Not the bee, the tea.
Okay, to give you a sense, the S&P Dow Jones indices put the value of the global stock market at around $64
trillion. Wow.
Okay, so in the U.S. alone, bond markets make up almost $40 trillion in value compared to less than $20 trillion in the domestic stock market.
That is wild. But I think it's like Sean says, businesses use other people's money to make money.
It's like the sleeper market. What do you think? Like this quiet market that's been happening.
Exactly. Yeah. Yeah. No one talks about it. The stock market's talked about all day. The bond market.
My granny knew about
it. In passing.
My granny knew about it.
Yes, because she bought a Bayesian wartime bond. She bought a Bayesian we go to war bond.
You're so wrong.
But listen, people, we're talking about a bunch of bonds. Sean listed seven of them. But for the purposes of today's show, we're going to focus on three. The municipal bond, which, as we said, that's the city-based bond, city or state-based bond. A government bond, well, it's self-explanatory. It's a government bond, a bond issued by the government, and a corporate bond. Hey, Adidas, like we said, a corporation like an Adidas issues a bond to make more Yeezys. So those are the three types of bonds we are going to focus on. And the question really becomes, how do you know what is a good investment or not? Well, the fact is they're rated, right, Sean?
Yes, they are. Well, they've done a good job rating these bonds. So you as a buyer or purchaser can know, like, hey, is this going to be a good bond or is this going to be risky or not risky? It's all just measuring risk. Well, a bond can be rated between A, B, or C. And there's three different rating agencies. Just like in the credit game, there are three different agencies. There are three different agencies in the bond game. And they are Standard & Poor, Moody, and Finch.
But the big line in the sand, however, for the bond market, and this is according to investment blog Motley Fool, the gap is between BBB minus and BB plus. So that's what separates high quality investment grade debt from lower quality high yield or junk bonds. So again, the higher bonds ratings typically have less of a chance of default versus a lower risk bond.
Right. So that means, you know, so like Dion was saying, when I did say they go A, B, and C, but they can go as high as AAA and then go as low as C or what people like to call junk bonds.
Right. A junk bond's like Enron back in the day. Remember that guy? Remember Enron?
That was a dirty word.
I pulled one out the hat for you guys. Enron, junk bond.
They got downgraded to junk bond. I don't think they probably started off as a junk bond. That's the thing, too. You can start off as a AAA and then you can work.
With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/spoken. That's linkedin.com/spoken. Terms and conditions apply.
Hey, everyone. I'm Craig Robinson, co-host of the Ways to Win podcast, alongside my good friend John Calipari. I've been on the go recently. Phoenix, Kansas City, Chicago. If you're like me and have a home but aren't always at home, you have an Airbnb. Hosting your home or a spare room is a very practical side hustle. If you live in a big game town, you can Airbnb your place for fans to stay in. Your home might be worth more than you think. Find out how much at airbnb.com/host.
Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom, like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
Your way down, or you can even work your way up.
Yo, that's a great point, because you're right. They got downgraded when they figured out the guy was pulling a scam, and then they threw him in jail. That guy went to jail.
Just like our credit score. Your credit score can be up or it can be down.
Yeah, that's true. Well, the other thing you guys must be asking yourselves is, how do I buy a bond? Well, there's basically two ways, or three. You can buy it at the bank, and that way you're just buying it straight. You just go to the bank, and they'll provide you the services, possibly a broker to help you with that. You can buy it from the government directly. There's an agency where you can buy these bonds online, treasurydirect.gov. And this is true in most countries. This isn't just a U.S. thing. So you go to the federal agency and you can see the bonds there. And yeah, and then the other way is you can just go to an independent broker that just deals in bonds. Just like you would go to a stockbroker, there's a broker that deals in bonds and he can buy those directly. Banks, online directly from the government, or a third-party broker. That's how you buy a bond.
Yes. Now, also keep in mind, so instead of charging a commission to perform a transaction, the broker or dealer will mark up the price of the bond, at least 1% to 5% above the bond's original face value. And with mutual bond funds, there will be load fees. They will get you. You know, so no matter where you buy a bond, be prepared to pay a transaction fee in some shape or form.
Yeah. And don't think bonds are all rosy. You know, you put your money away and it's an amazing thing. You come back and
aren't
you have
this
pile. There are definitely some pros and cons to each bond. No, you got to always check the fine print. There are pros and cons to each bond.
Well, I like to say, unlike Arlington may think, we are not financial advisors on this show. We merely just pass on the information and share it with all of our listeners. So I know Arlington is going to tell you, don't do certain bonds, buy this bond, buy that bond. But I think there's always a good mix. So I just want to probably like
first
a junk
of all,
bond.
I don't talk like that.
a junk bond refers to a high yield. So that means you're going to get a really high return on this bond, but it's considered risky. Now,
listen, man, are you trying to tell people they need to go buy this in the Zimbabwean Congo bond because it's giving like an 80% return?
African brother, you are so wrong. You are so wrong. You are so wrong. I'm not telling them anything. What I'm telling them is
why would you tell people to risk their money in a high yield bond?
Because
that's
some
crazy.
Of
the, buy the bond,
people have made a
you
lot
wake
of
up the next morning, you're broke.
People have made a lot of money off junk bonds, and I'm just saying you diversify your portfolio with it. If you're going to buy junk bonds, then you should complement it with some treasury bonds, maybe some CDs and other things. But I'm not telling them like you like to instruct them, don't take any risk. Don't take any risk.
Man,
I'm trying
to tell people things that I know they're going to keep their money.
I'm just sharing the information. So, and when people mention all junk right. bonds, once again, just so you know what the term means, that's all I'm doing is sharing. Sharing is caring, is that
that's a good one.
Has a high return. But it can be risky, okay? And they're usually rated BB or lower by Standard & Poor's, BA or lower by Moody's, okay? That's all I'm telling you. That's it.
No, you're right. You're right. And, you know, I'm going back to one of my safe bonds, which is a treasury bond. Treasury bonds are safe because they're backed by the government. But the downside of a treasury bond, while you have extremely low risk, like Sean says, low reward. High risk, big reward. So treasury bonds, yeah, you're not going to make a killing off of them, but in an economic downturn, they tend to perform better than higher yield bonds. And the key issue.
Knock them out, Arlington.
Exempt from state income tax. The great thing about bonds is that bonds are exempt from taxes, often and not. Not all bonds, but treasury bonds and government bonds.
Well, now let's just break it down. If I loan you $100 and you're telling me when you pay me back the $100, I got to pay taxes on it. You're lending the government money. The least they can do is not let you pay taxes on it.
Hey,
come on.
I agree with you. And I think so.
Act
does
like
they're
doing
Sam.
Us a favor. I lent you money. Yeah, I don't want to pay taxes on the money I lent you.
If you get a corporate bond, if you lend Nike some money and Nike pays you back a profit, you got to pay tax on that.
That's huge.
Yeah, and it's just like the stock. And keep in mind, when the stock market, you make a killing in the stock market, Uncle Sam is like, hey, we did good today, huh? Two black guys with good credit. Give me my cut. So bonds are not municipal bonds, and treasury bonds are not like that. Municipal bonds, and specifically, these are state or local bonds. So you can get an LA bond or you can get a California bond. Those bonds are interest-free, which is a key thing to understand, and that their taxable yields are higher. So you can make more money on these bonds depending on what your tax bracket is. So that's just something to keep in mind with these bonds as well.
Okay, so you heard it here first, people. This is good stuff. And just again, give you a sense of the trading volume in bonds. So that also dramatically exceeds the stock market, with nearly $700 billion in bonds are traded on a daily basis.
Wow, so underground.
Yeah, it is, right?
They're like that underground club that we go to in college. Remember Club Zinc in Ottawa, for all those that are listening? We'd go there after, nobody knew about it, but it'd be a blast. That underground after-party club that nobody knew about.
That's what this is. Because the size of the bond market, it just shows just how important it is in the financial industry.
And when you get to that club, everybody's there. Like, oh, Mikey, I didn't know you're here at this club. Oh, shoot, you're at this club too? The DJ is popping, yo.
Yeah, we didn't tell you where the club was, Sean. We still don't know how you found it, but we had to play it off once you got there. But listen, like the underground club that Sean didn't know about, bonds are something that, you know, should be a part of a healthy portfolio. But if you're in your 20s, like Sean was when he found the club, you don't need to worry about it. Bonds are something really that you should start looking at in your 30s. And they say, this isn't me, this is the they.
There we go.
In your
Mr.
30s, 10%. Hey,
Mr.
I'm just giving, I'm reading the news, man. I'm reading the news. I'm giving the information. Sharing is caring, you said. In your 30s, you should have, you know, think of it, 10% of your retirement fund should be in bonds. 20% if you're conservative. In your 40s, you're looking to maybe 20 to 30% in your bonds. In your 50s, this is you, Sean, listen up. Your 30 to 40% should be in your bonds. And in your 60s...
Don't you dare say, Dion, listen up.
50. No. Dion, you are the youth here. You are the youth. In your 60s, it should be 40 to 50%. In post-retirement, they're talking 60 to 70. And that makes sense because when you're older, you want to just have your money put away, be receiving your dividend or your profit, your interest on that money, and not have to worry about it. This is two black guys with good credit. Sean is 50, so get that 30 to 40% going, my man. We're talking bonds, bonds, bonds. Matt, take us away. We'll be back. Two black guys with good credit. We're killing it, people.
Two black guys with good credit.
Welcome back to Two Black Guys with Good Credit. We are talking bonds, bonds, bonds. It's time to bond. All right, so you guys are probably asking yourself, how do we make money with these bonds? Well, we're going to tell you. There are two primary ways to make money on a bond. The interest payment. So you buy a bond for $1,000, they pay you 6% interest. You get $60 a year. It's money. It's not a lot of money, but it's still money. The other way is by selling them. Now you buy a bond for 6%, you try and sell it to someone at a higher rate so that you make money. You get it?
Got
it. Buy the bond for, you buy it low, you try and sell it high as the bond price goes up. So those are the two ways.
All right. And then there's also two types of investors. So there's the retail investor, which is you, mm-hmm. the people,
that's
versus,
me.
Yes,
retail.
The institutional investor. So the retail investor is synonymous with individual versus the institutional investor, which is, you know, the same as a large institution like a bank, an insurance company, a pension fund, even a mutual fund. So just to differentiate the two. And they buy and sell securities
Can
for
I just
their
say a
portfolios.
Bad financial joke?
Okay, you're allowed one per
I was
show.
Say, That's not you, Sean. You would be an institutionalized investor.
Oh, geez.
Hardy, har, har, har.
Financial wit. Financial humor.
Well, my financial wit is going to explain what Arlington had difficulties explaining a minute ago. Okay?
Oh, geez.
That's what my financial wit is going to explain. How?
I admit I got a little tongue-tied.
So Arlington
in there.
Just mentioned that you can make money off a bond, basically lending a company money, and when the time is up, they pay you the interest every year, and then they eventually give you back your principal. But there's also what happens in the bond market, which is trading. That's investors. Let me just break it down, okay? The investor receives income based on the amount invested in the interest rate. For example, 4% bond purchase for $10,000, for all our arguments, will generate $400 per year for the investor, right? So to understand why interest rate and bonds work in opposite direction, think about a real-life investor, right? If interest rate, say now the interest rate goes up to 5%, that means the same company, let's call it Nike now, is issuing a new bond paying 5%, and you purchased one a year ago only paying 4%. The market now is going to more want to purchase a new bond out there. So there's no incentive now to buy your bond. Therefore, the value of your bond becomes less attractive, right? So now let's just say, for example, let's just say Nike decides that it's doing so well, it doesn't really need money, but it's going to still borrow a little bit of money, but it's only going to pay 3% interest. Your 4% bond becomes attractive now. People are going to want that bond because now it's paying higher than what the issuer is giving out today. Hence why they work in opposite direction. Hence why I am Sean the Finance Man. Ha! Drop the mic. Drop the mic, people.
You know what, Sean? You got it on the mic drop. So whatever I was about to say, I'm just going to let you keep talking, my brother.
Broadly speaking, bonds are considered safer than stocks. Now, Arlington, let me go further into my finance expertise. And when broadly speaking, and when dealing with investment high-graded bonds like AAA bonds and so forth, the risk of losing your principal is generally small. And also, you know, with stocks, they tend to fluctuate more. Bonds are more consistent.
Right.
That underground club. That underground club is good every Sunday night.
We still didn't know how you found it.
However, this is why they call me the lady with the facts. Because over the long term, stocks still do better. So since 1926, large stocks have returned an average of 10% per year. Long-term government bonds have returned between 5 and 6%.
Yeah, well, they're more risky, higher risk, greater return.
Exactly. Exactly.
Back to the finance man.
But still, tons of people put way more money into the bond market than they do the stock market, even with that. All right. Now, another way to make money in bonds is what they call a tried and true strategy. It's called the rolling down of the yield curve.
Oh, okay.
It sounds really intense, but it's really
does.
A simple strategy.
It does. You got my
strategy,
attention.
Right? Rolling down the yield curve.
Rolling. Just keep rolling.
Exactly. We rolling. So the strategy's simple. You buy a long-term bond and you sell it in 2 to 3 years to make a profit from the rise in value during that time. So in order for this to work, you need to buy a bond of like 4%. The interest rate the market interest rate stays at 3%. No new bonds are issued, and you sell your 4% bonds down the road in 2 or 3 years while they still have legs to them. So your 10-year bond, you sell in 2 to 3 years, so someone else will pay you to make the profit on that bond based on the interest rate being low. It's not that intense, people.
Indeed. All else being equal, a bond with a longer maturity usually will pay a higher interest rate than a shorter-term bond. So, for example, a 30-year...
That's what I was saying, Dion.
Yes, I'm just expounding, Arlington. But yes, just for example, a 30-year treasury bond will often pay a full percentage point or two more interest than a 5-year treasury note.
And just to bring clarity to people, corporate bond versus stocks. Investing in the stock market... you're an investor or part owner of that company. That means you ride and die with success or failure of that company. You ride or die. You know what I'm saying? Corporate bonds, you're just lending money. You're lending money. Your only concern is that they pay you back. That's it. You don't care the performance of the company. You don't care anything. Like, I lend you some money. Just pay me back with interest. Simple.
Yeah, you become a creditor, right?
Exactly.
Yeah, you're just someone they owe a debt to. Well, bond investing also has a ton of tax implications. And a lot of people put money here because they don't have to pay taxes on the gains. I'm going to say that again because that is super important. You always hear about rich people, wealthy people putting money away in bonds. It's because they know you stick $1 million, $5 million or so into bonds, you're going to get this great interest, and all the money made from that interest goes into your bank account versus other things where you get that money. Like I said, when a stock goes up and you make a killing, the government's like, oh, thank you. I'd like 30 to 40 or more percent of what you just made. So that's why bonds are key.
Hello.
So
in
corporate and municipal bonds, he's referring to government bonds.
I'm actually referring to government and municipal bonds, not corporate bonds. Corporate bonds are they're a different thing, and you do have to pay taxes. So municipal bonds are federally tax-free and state tax-free if your bonds are issued in the state in which you live. Your treasury bonds, the interest is state tax-free. Other U.S. government bonds, but some U.S. government bonds, the interest isn't tax-free. So again, as we were saying, there's a little nuances. So I step back. Not all government bonds are tax-free. So you have to make sure you know what you're buying. Make sure you know what you're investing in.
Again, right? Read that fine print.
Again, it's still a great place to be because of the tax options.
And to keep things simple, if you're like a person likes to follow the KISS formula, which is keep it simple, stupid, if you hold on to your bond until maturity, it doesn't matter how much the price fluctuates. It doesn't matter what's going on in the market as far as interest rates up or down. It's you lend somebody money, and when that thing matures, you get back. You get the interest plus your principal back. So if you just want to buy a bond and you want to just ride it out, you can just ride it out and don't even have to study what the bond is doing.
Well, in the phrase of keeping it simple, stupid, the stupid part would be if you don't pay attention to what you're buying. Because while bonds are usually a super safe investment, I think we've made that point over and over and then over again, there are things that you have to consider because bonds can have some unpleasant surprises. If the market changes, quirks in the market, can have a serious impact on your bonds. When the interest rates go up or the interest rates go down, that can affect the bond. So know what you're buying, know what the tax implications are of what you buy, and you know, it should be pretty cool.
I would just like to say though, if you decide at one point in your life to be this daredevil, like it's like swimming with the sharks, and decide to buy canvas Malibu bonds, my advice to you is to go by the store every day, check up on them, make sure they're good, they're showing up to work. But when you go to that store, do not expect that short-headed dread Arlington to give you a free pair of sneakers because you bought his bond.
Because you know why? Because you're not an investor, you are a creditor.
I guess you're right. You don't give Visa or MasterCard no free shoes, right?
Exactly. Visa doesn't show up like, can I get some shoes? That's only an investor. All right, good people. Sean is right. But I will say, Canvas Malibu Bond is not a junk bond. It is a high-yield, government-backed, full faith and credit of the Barack Obama Wakanda government. Two black guys with good credit. We're talking bonds and we're out, Matt.
This commercial break is brought to you by Canvas Malibu. Canvas Malibu is a boutique and contemporary art gallery in Malibu, California. At Canvas Malibu, it starts with art, and their curated offering of shoes, apparel, accessories, and art are a definite must-see. Canvas Malibu is located in the Malibu Country Mart or online at canvasmalibu.com.
Welcome back to Two Black Guys with Good Credit. Dion, take it away.
Well, folks, we talked a lot about bonds. We had time to bond. The one thing I'll leave you with is to at least get started. You can start with going online to treasurydirect.gov and doing your research there. You can also go to your local bank, t- talk to a bank representative or broker, but just get started. Start bonding. And please don't forget to email us your questions to tbgwgc@gmail.com. Follow us on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter at Two Black Guys Good Credit. And don't forget to leave us a 5-star review to make it easier for others to find us. Like this lovely young lady, she said her name is, she said phenomenal. Her name is Girl Meets Socks. Girls Meet Socks. She said, this is a really great podcast. Simple as that. Well, thank you, Girl Meet Socks. And with that said, my name is Dion. I'm the lady with the history, the stats, and the cold hard facts. And I'm out.
All right. And this week, people, my bottom line is that bonds are a great investment whose size is way bigger than the stock market, and nobody seems to talk about it. It's like when we didn't tell Sean about the club back in college. But it is an important part of a well-balanced financial portfolio, and we should all own them, either for short-term or long-term benefit. It's time for us to get in where we fit in. It's time to find the club, kick in the door. It's the game of life, people. It's wants versus needs. I'm Arlington, one half of Two Black Guys, and I'm out.
Well, like Arlington said, I wasn't told about the club, but I found the club. So just like you need to find bonds. So my bottom line is, it's time to bond. It's time to bond. It's time to bond. Now, for my American people that don't understand, yo, you better get with the plan, my dude. It's time to get up on your bond game. Now, for my West Indian people, stop buying the jerk chicken, the rice and peas, and look for buy some bonds, seen? I'm Sean from Two Black Guys with Good Credit, and your money is your money. Keep it where it belongs, in your damn pocket, people. See you next week. Black guys.
Hey, folks, I'm Mark Maron from the WTF Podcast, and this episode is brought to you by Kleenex Ultra Soft Tissues, your ally to help tackle your allergy symptoms this season. I love the change of seasons, but nobody loves pollen and all those other things floating in the air that make you sneeze during this nice weather. Kleenex Ultra Soft Tissues are hypoallergenic and allergist approved. So fight back against watery eyes and runny noses without worrying about irritating your skin. For this allergy season, grab Kleenex and face allergies head on.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.